Listening practice 3. Peter, Vivian and Eric are in the Hong Kong Science Museum. They are talking about what they have just seen. Listen to the meeting and fill in the information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
So, Eric, what did you see?
Well, I saw an exhibition on crazy inventions.
Crazy inventions? That sounds interesting.
Oh yeah, it was brilliant. There are many inventions that are really wacky.
Like what?
Like the flying alarm clock.
You mean an alarm clock that flies?
Yes. This alarm clock forces you to wake up every morning. Actually, it'd be great for sleepyheads like you, Peter.
How does it work?
Well, it wakes you up by making you get out of bed to catch it and turn it off.
That sounds fun.
The alarm clock has a propeller, which is similar to that on a helicopter. Of course, it is much smaller. Once the alarm sounds, the alarm clock launches itself into the air and flies around the room.
Okay, I get it. So you'll have to get out of bed to catch it and turn it off.
Yes, and it can't be turned off until it is caught and returned to its base.
An alarm clock that flies around the room. That sounds too good to be true.
You can check it out. The exhibition is in Hall A.
OK, I'll do that before we leave today.
And don't miss the 3D printing. I was really impressed by it. It's located in Hall F, which is on Level 2.
I'd like to learn more about 3D printing.
So, what did you see, Vivian?
I saw an exhibition on robots.
You're crazy about them.
You bet.
So, what did they have in the exhibition?
Well, one of the robots they had was Maxi. Maxi is a humanoid, which means a robot that looks like a human.
That sounds interesting.
Maxi was first invented in 2013. He's quite smart.
What can Maxi do?
He can move and dance.
Move and dance? Can he talk?
You mean like having a conversation with a human?
Yes, a simple conversation.
No, he can't talk, but he can say a few words like hello or goodbye.
That doesn't sound very interesting.
Ah, but Maxi is really cute.
But why would someone want a cute robot like that? I want a robot that can do many things.
Then you should see Lisa. Lisa is also a humanoid. She was designed by a NASA scientist. Lisa can do many things. Like us, she can walk and run.
And I suppose she can talk too.
Yes, she can talk. You can have a short conversation with her.
Does Lisa look like a human?
Yes, she does. You'll be amazed at how real she looks.
Wow, that's impressive. I want to go and take a look at Lisa now. Want to come with me, Peter?
Sure, if we still have time today.
Go ahead, guys. It's only 2 p.m. We still have plenty of time to poke around here.
That is the end of listening practice 3. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.